KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 37 degrees, and we look forward to be partly mostly cloudy today, a high of 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. First of all, I want to remind you that there is a wind advisory that will be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 6 this evening for the entire western half of Iowa, including the KJAN listening area. Winds will increase beginning at around 10 o'clock this morning and persist throughout the afternoon before decreasing slightly before sunset. You can expect northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour, gusts to around 45 here in the immediate listening area. High-profile vehicles will likely be affected today with the strong winds, resulting in difficult travel, particularly if you need to pass large trucks. And, of course, any lightweight and unsecured objects may be blown away today, so look for them tomorrow, probably. In the news, Red Oak police arrested a man at around 4:30 this morning on drug charges. Officers arrested 60-year-old Charles William Taylor of Red Oak at the Cubby's convenience store on charges that include felony possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or greater offense, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Taylor was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. A report of a suspicious vehicle at the Casey's General Store parking lot in Corning at around 8 p.m. on Sunday resulted in a man being arrested on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office's Richard Allen Perez of Carter Lake was taken into custody and brought to the Adams County Jail after two meth pipes were found in his vehicle. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the separate arrests of a man and woman Sunday evening. Deputies called to Green Hollow outside of Thurman for a report of a disturbance. Ended up arresting 38-year-old Rebecca Finken of Woodbine. She was taken into custody under the authority of a Pottawatomie County warrant for probation violation. Finken was brought to the Fremont County Jail and held awaiting transport to Pottawatomie County. And 25-year-old Anthony Allen Miller of Hamburg was arrested Sunday on warrants out of Adams County for OWI and failure to appear in court. During his arrest, Fremont County deputies located meth and marijuana in Miller's possession. He was being held at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on a $2,000 bond. A teenager has killed a mountain lion on a hunting trip in northwestern Iowa. The Des Moines Register reports a 17-year-old Jacob Altina of Rock Rapids was hunting deer on Saturday about a half mile west of Akron when he encountered the animal. The mountain lion is believed to be the sixth killed in Iowa in recent history. Five previous kills have been reported to the Iowa DNR. The DNR says that there have been three confirmed mountain lion sightings in Iowa since in 2017. Mountain lions generally come from western South Dakota and Nebraska, which both have natural populations. The animals are uncommon in Iowa, and they're not listed as a fur bearer. They also have no protected status in Iowa. Sioux City is the first city in the state to install a wheelchair charging station. Angela Drent of Siouxland District Health says the station to power up electric motor wheelchairs in the city's downtown is at the Martin Luther King Ground Transportation Center.
This wheelchair charging station is equipped with a standard power outlet and a 24-volt, 5-amp charger that really allows individuals who use wheelchairs or scooters an opportunity to get a full charge at a location other than their home.
Alex Waters, a member of the city council in Sioux City, is wheelchair bound. Waters attended Friday's official opening of the charging station.
For me, it's really a testament to our city for the desire to be more inclusive and encourage those that use power wheelchairs or scooters to get out and about and not be afraid to lose charge. I know that it's happened to me before. I've been out and about on the trail system driving across town and worried about my wheelchair dying or not being able to get home.
Waters says it takes about 30 minutes for the motorized scooter or wheelchair to get fully charged at the new station. The Centers for Disease Control provided a grant to Sioux City and nine other communities across the country for the project. A woman from Clark County suffered from non-life-threatening injuries following an accident Saturday evening on Atlantic's east side. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue told KJAN News the accident happened around 4:41 p.m. as an SUV driven by Alan Preston of Atlantic was heading east on 7th Street and had a green light at the intersection where the north entrance to the Walmart is located. A Ford Focus driven by Melinda Humphrey of Osceola was headed west on 7th, also with a green light. Humphrey failed to yield upon left turn into the Walmart General Dollar and Murphy Oil entrance. Her decision resulted in both vehicles colliding. She was transported by medevac to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Humphrey was cited for failure to yield and violation of a restricted license. Hogue said that both vehicles were considered a total loss. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, medevac ambulance, Atlantic Police, and Cass County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene of that crash. and a single vehicle accident late Saturday night in western Iowa's Monona County has claimed a life. The Iowa State Patrol says the crash happened at around 11:40 p.m. on Monona County Road L-20 south of Tyconic, or about 8 miles west of Mapleton. That's where a 2004 Chevy Trailblazer went out of control and entered a ditch. The SUV rolled numerous times, ejecting the driver, 31-year-old Matthew Davis of Castaina. The crash was discovered by a passing motorist. The accident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Edgar Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle and formerly of Diagonal, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Edgar Robertson will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Armstrong Funeral Home in Mount Air. Jean Landsman, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jean Landsman will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Georgia Ann Rainier, age 71, of Walnut, died Friday at the Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A visitation with the family of Georgia Rainier will be held on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Louise Ibsen Prozik, age 72, of Menlo, died Saturday. A memorial visitation will be held from 6 until 8 p.m. Thursday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart, with a celebration of life and message for Jean Prozik at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. Deborah Bagshaw, age 43, of Messina, died Thursday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Deborah Bagshaw will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Messina Baptist Church, with a luncheon to be held at the church following the service. Steen Funeral Home of Messina is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.